piece is Second Dessert by China Doll 320. China Doll 320 is a 21-year-old submissive who loves reading, writing, her dog, Tumblr, and BDSM. She's a nerd, watches too much Netflix, and loves musical theater.
Masturbation Monday podcast is sponsored this week by Delirium Toys. Are you ready to let your fantasies run wild? At Delirium Toys, you'll find a gorgeous selection of fetish sex toys as well as classic favorites. Whether you're looking to spice your night up with some spanking and other kinky fuckery, or you want to turn up the heat with the buzz of your massage wand, visit deliriumtoys.com today. Use our special code LOVEBDSM2018 to get 30% off your next purchase. Again, go to deliriumtoys.com and use code LOVEBDSM2018 to save 30% off. Delirium Toys. Unchain your imagination.
Abigail was about ready to explode by the end of dinner. Her master had taken her to the fancy new European-style restaurant that had communal seating, meaning he had been playing with her non-stop since the time they sat down to when he paid the check and escorted her into the car service back to his place. And he'd placed his bag on the floor between them, which meant her foot pressed against the aged leather as a constant reminder of what was to come. When he opened the door, he reached under her dress and gave one pinch to her clit and said, "Go into the playroom and strip." She walked down the hallway on shaky legs toward the second bedroom that he had converted into his personal playroom. She unzipped her dress and stepped out of her heels. She folded the fabric and placed it on the chair in the corner and placed her shoes underneath it. Then she knelt at the foot of the bed and waited for her master to come in. Minutes passed, and she fought the urge to shift, knowing that if she did, she would no doubt walk in at that exact moment. So, she waited, and soon enough she heard him come in. His hand touched the top of her head, and she rose, climbed onto the bed, and presented herself to him on all fours, with her forehead touching the bed's silk sheets. She felt the bed dip when he placed the bag next to her. Then she heard him removing his tie, the fabric slicking against itself as he undid the knot. She didn't hear him for a bit, but she knew from experience that he was likely undoing the buttons on his shirt. She did hear when it fell to the floor and heard the telltale sound of his zipper next. Then his hand was rubbing her ass. "You were such a good girl at dinner. I'm proud of you." He spanked her once, then rubbed the skin again. "Thank you, master." He hit the other side. "Thank you, master," she repeated. Then she felt his hands on her thighs, spreading them even more. She heard him unzip the bag, and soon felt his hand on her ankle. Leather wrapped around it and tightened as he fastened the strap. Then the same thing happened to her other ankle, and she knew he'd used the spreader bar. She heard him reach into the bag again, and two clips later, her feet had fastened to the bed. She heard his footsteps on the carpet as he rounded the bed to the front. Then she felt his hand grabbing hers. As he wrapped her hands in rope, she let herself relax, giving herself over to the rhythm. Then she felt a yank, stretching her out until her breasts lay against the cool sheets. And his hand stroked her spine, had her tying and falling to arch her back. Such a pretty picture. She felt him climb onto the bed and felt his finger sliding against her sopping slit. Now, Let's have some fun. Before she could respond, he thrust inside her, making her scream. One hand went to her hip, and the other reached between her legs and began rubbing her engorged clit. Be a good girl for your master, Abigail, and come for me. I need you to focus for the rest of the night. He continued thrusting, and she felt the orgasm building inside her. She would never not be amazed how quickly he was able to make her come. And it only got better the longer they were together. She felt his teeth on her shoulder, and then she was coming around his cock as he kept fucking her. When she could finally hear over her heartbeat again, his hand left her clit and stroked her hair, pulling it together and grabbing it. Good girl. Now, let's begin. Oh, God. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow China Doll on Twitter at ChinaDoll320 or check out her blog at ChinaDoll320.com. Want more? Head to MasturbationMonday.KaylaLords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.